is Arenas from the 40-yard line and from behind, taken down. Nice special teams performance. A good tackle made right there.
That was Shane Leckler's 1,000th punt.
Number one went 55 yards. Number 1,000, not quite as far as he was trying to hit that one about 99 yards. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Greg Pop alongside Shane Leckler. Tell me about number 1,000 on Sunday. You were trying to square that one up, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. There was an injury on the field right before the punt. If you remember, the two guys ran into each other from Kansas City. And I don't like the dead time during injury standing out on the field. And, you know, a lot of things start running through your mind about, you know, this is kick number 1,000. I've been here in Oakland for 13 years. You know, you start adding up, putting a little bit of pressure on yourself. And I went into the game knowing I was going to swing pretty much as hard as I could at that one just because of the number. And, you know, I mishit it. Didn't hit it quite like I wanted to.
1,003 was a good one, though.
It was.
64 yards later.
Hit that one square. That was a nice one.
Yeah, you are one of only two punters in the history of pro football to have 1,000 punts with a single franchise, the other being Ray Guy. And we talk about Ray all the time, not being in the Hall of Fame. Have you given any thought to yourself as a Hall of Famer?
No, not really, because, you know, hopefully I still have 6 years left in this game, and you know, and then we'll see where the numbers add up at the end of my career. But you know, it's one of those things. It's disappointing that Ray's not in. You know, it's one of the positions that's not represented at the Hall of Fame, other than Sammy Ball. But Sammy kind of went in as quarterback,
sure,
safety, punter. You know, he played a lot of different positions. But you know, I've talked to Ray a few times, and you know, he is frustrated about it, and he has every right to be.
The name of the sport is football.
Right.
How are they not going to include the foot part of football in the Hall of Fame? It's amazing to me. Talk about the impact that Darren Bennett, the San Diego Charger punter from Australia, had on you in teaching you the Aussie rules kick.
Well, I mean, it's a kind of strange story, because I saw Darren doing it as I was a rookie. He was in San Diego. I watched him do it in a couple of games on film, and I got with him during the pregame warm-up, and I was like, you know, Darren, what's your thought process on this? What's your technique on this? And he took the time to explain every bit of it in pregame warm-up to me. And I went in to that game. I didn't do it in the first half. And Bob Casullo was our special teams coach, and we were in a situation. The ball's on the 45-yard line, I believe, going in. And he was like, hey, man, why not just try it? And I hit it. Ever since then, it became my go-to. You know, we just hadn't had the bounces that we've had in the past, and that's just part of football.
13 years, you've had some good gunners here. Hiram Eugene, Jared Cooper was a great gunner for you. Ty Branch, before he became a safety, was a good gunner. Tywan Jones, flashes when he's healthy. It seems like 22 is making a lot of plays for you. Could he be an outstanding gunner for you later on?
Oh, he definitely could be. He showed, everybody saw the flashes in Denver. The game in Denver, I think Ty had four or five tackles, all being solo tackles. He makes up so much ground with his speed that you don't have to hit the ball perfect every time.
You've been blessed during your 13 years with the Raiders. You only had two long snappers, Adam True to start, and John Kondo, very quietly one of the best in pro football, a pro bowler. We found out how valuable he is on opening night against San Diego when he got concussed and the game was lost there. Tell me about what John Kondo has meant for you.
He's a pro. I mean, he works hard every day. He does the same thing every day. He has a very consistent work habit. And on game day, you know, that's one spot on the punt team I never worry about. In the field goal kicking game, you know, he's right on target 99.9% of the time.
He was honored before the final home game of the year with the Commitment to Excellence Award for his dedication both on and off the field. He is an incredibly hard worker. And then during the game, Sebastian Janikowski was honored as the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, yeah. Shane. Talk about his development, because now, if it's not 60 and beyond, I think he's going to make it every single time. He is so locked in.
You jog out on the field, and we know it's going right down the middle. I mean, we lined up for a 57-yarder the other night. He hits it right down the middle. I just kind of gave him five and went to the sideline like it was no big deal. And you go back and look at it, you go, man, that was 57 yards. Most teams wouldn't even attempt it, and we had no doubt he would make it.
It is amazing. You guys were drafted together. He was a first-round pick. You were a fifth-round pick in 2000. And you look at place kicker and punter together consecutive seasons with one team. You have passed the great Jan Stenerud, the lone Hall of Famer that's represented in the kicking game in Pro Football's Hall of Fame, and Gerald Wilson, a very underrated punter like Ray Guy out of Mississippi State. I mean, you guys have been together longer than any duo in pro football history.
Yeah, we've had a good run. You know, 13 years here together. You know, we first met at the Playboy All-American in Arizona, and then we met again at the, I remember the day we met at the Combine, and, you know, and I was like, hey, good luck, man, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And he goes, and I never forget, on the bus going to the airport, he goes, hey, what if we end up on the same team? And once the Raiders drafted in the first round, I was like, there's no way Al will spend another draft pick on me, you know, in this deal. And I'll be dang if the phone didn't ring in the fifth round, and, you know, I was headed to Oakland with Sebastian.
Those first 3 years you guys are on this team, just a charmed existence. You go to two AFC championship games, you win one, go to the Super Bowl, you win the AFC West three consecutive years. You must have been thinking, this pro football thing's easy. I'm going to do this every year.
Looking back, I wish it would have happened a little bit later in my career, because at the time, I mean, I was like any other young rookie. I took that for granted. I was like, I mean, this is how it's going to be, so we're just going to keep winning here and going and going and going. I would give anything to go back and enjoy that a little bit more. But the first 3 years here were special to me. And, you know, getting to go out and play in the AFC Championship game as a rookie, being part of the Tuck Rule game in New England was a, you know, emotional game. And then going to the Super Bowl and having the things that happened down there and, you know, and end up not winning the game. But, you know, hey, I got to go, and hopefully that won't be my last one.
Now, you've seen a lot of changes in the last 10 years. Where are we at now? I know you know Dennis Allen really well with your Texas A&M ties. He's the one that actually showed you around way back when?
Yes,
when you
he was my host in, on my recruiting trip in 1994, 95. He hosted me on my recruiting trip, and it was one of those things. It was a lot of fun, and I never thought it would end up like this, for sure. But, you know, I think Dennis is doing a good job. For the work and effort we're putting in the practice field and here at the facility, I don't think we're getting the results on the scoreboard at the end of games. But I can see us, we're playing a lot better now. You know, you can go back to a few games, the Atlanta game. You know, you never know where a win in Atlanta changes things a whole lot.
Yeah, 13 years with the Raiders. Hopefully you got 13 more in you. You just start now. Maybe you get to 2,000 punts. Maybe the next 13 years don't get to 1,000, like 600 punts.
That'd be better.
That'd be better. Good to see you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations
Thank you.
On all your success.
Appreciate
the
it.
The great Shane Lechter would have come back and joined his buddy, Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, is next on the Silver and Black Show.